Welcome back. Joining me now, Chillicothe coach Tim Cool. Coach, it's one of those games I don't know whether to start talking about the offense or the defense because they both shine pretty brightly tonight once again.
Yeah. I thought our defense just really set the tone, which that's something that we talk about. So there are going to be nights when shots don't fall. And in the first half, I thought we were taking good shots. They just weren't going in. But our defense can be there every night. And I just once again am so happy and proud of our guys for how they guarded tonight. Just great defense. I told them in the locker room that was pretty much a clinic on how to play man-to-man defense because Lawson came into our gym with one loss, 9-1, and they run good stuff. I mean, they've got a bunch of sets. They run good continuity offense. Their offense is really good, and they didn't have a way to get to 30. So our guys just guarded and rebounded. And then in the second half, shots started to fall. We started to really move the ball and better than in the first half. I thought we moved it pretty well in the first half, but that was a great combination of smothering defense and really opportunistic offense.
And they were the taller team. By and large, they had a little height advantage, but you beat them on the boards 32-20. And like we know nothing announcers always say, it's handy to be 6'7 to get rebounds, but it's not mandatory.
Right. Well, I tell you, our bigs tonight, and I thought everybody rebounded well, you know, and we have to do that. All five have to rebound, then we can run. But I thought our bigs rebounded extremely well. And when you've got Walker and Adler in there, it's a mindset. Like, they are just tough. They are just tough and strong, and so they get great position and rebound. And I thought John Burke did a great job tonight. He rebounded well. He looked very focused at both ends. Didn't try to do too much on the offensive end, and you know, contested shots, had a couple blocks and lots of rebounds. So that was really good. And I thought once again Wesley just guarded really well. He guarded their best wing offensive player and held him to 5 points. Again, Jack was great. Got in a little foul trouble in the first half, but then that second half he really led us. And I thought Connor's getting so good defensively. Like he's really turned the corner on how to play defense. And I'm comfortable putting him on anybody out there now, and he's doing a great job. So it was everybody, all of the guys. You know, I thought the guys that came in off the bench played really well. CJ did a good job. Hayden Montgomery, Booney. Peyton Fort got a few minutes in there. So it was really a team thing again, and those guys are playing very well together.
And, again, the balanced offense is making teams scratch their heads. Well, who do we focus on? 10, 9, 8, 7, 7, 4, 3. That's pretty good. There's no one player they can focus on to have to slow down because someone else is there to pick up the slack.
Yeah, that's true. It's really wherever the ball moves, there's an opportunity for us. So as long as we keep the ball moving and let the offense help us, all five guys can make shots and can do things offensively. So you're right. It's tough because we've got five guys out there every time that the ball moves that can do something with it. So and they're so unselfish. They're looking for great shots. You know, we passed up some good shots, but we got great shots because of one more pass. And I thought Jack was good in transition tonight. You know, we attacked their press a little bit, and he got some easy stuff for us, a couple over the top and a couple where he broke the defense down with his dribble and then created a two-on-one or a three-on-two situation. So he did a great job with that. But, we've got guys who are playing really hard and playing very unselfish basketball.
You open the conference season now against Bishop LeBlanc, beat them fairly handedly back in the Savannah tournament, but you and I had a chance to watch them on their home tournament, and they're much better.
They're much better.
This is not going to be the pushover.
No, this is a way different LeBlanc team. They're playing great. You know, they played mid-buck to a one-point game and then beat East Buck in the third-place game and looked good doing it. I mean, looked really, really good. And so, we've got tomorrow to get ready for them a little bit. The nice thing is we've been getting ready for LeBlanc all year. We're just stacking practices on top of each other and working hard every day and getting better. So, our guys, I told them to enjoy this one for a few hours and then be ready to get after it tomorrow in the gym for practice. And then Thursday we'll go see how we stack up. But I take these guys anywhere. They're playing well and playing for each other.
All right. Coach, congratulations to you and the team.
Thank you, Randy.